friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at the preface to Moses, the Reluctant Leader. Moses is awe-inspiring. From a distance, he is a grand and epic figure. But close up, he can be studied as a somewhat reluctant leader, trying desperately to learn to lead under God's direction. This is a 9-lesson study, so there's no way to be exhaustive about the material in Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and still keep the lesson focused on Moses' life and ministry. My interest will be on what we can learn from Moses as a man of faith and as a leader of God's people. You may be a church member and disciple, but more likely than not, you're also a leader in your church, perhaps a deacon or elder or pastor. As you take time to look at Moses the man, you'll learn a lot that can benefit you in your ministry. Even as a seasoned pastor myself, I am struggling to learn afresh the lessons that this 80-year-old, newly minted leader was learning from God during his on-the-job training. To get through the Moses material in the Pentateuch, we'll need to be moving right along. In most lessons, we'll be studying 4 to 6 chapters from the Bible, or even more. That means that I won't be able to indulge my love of word studies as much in this series as I do on other shorter passages, though we'll stop here and there to examine a word or provide more information in the footnotes. This also means that we'll have to exclude some fascinating studies of the tabernacle and its furniture, as well as the high priest's clothing. In addition, we'll be skipping over details about sacrifices, as well as the laws that Moses set down to govern the people of Israel. But we will be focusing on particular passages that illuminate Moses' situation, his faith, his leadership challenges, and the decisions he made as a leader of God's people. I invite you to join me on this quest to learn from Moses, the man of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have together to study the life of Moses. And Lord, I pray for those who are listening and reading and studying that you would speak to their hearts and teach them and help them to grow as disciples and as leaders.